Welcome to Deception in the Last Days with your host, Randy Shelton. Randy is a member of the Biblical Discernment and Research Center. He has been studying cults and new religious movements for over 30 years. Join Randy as he discerns the deception going on now in the last days.
We're at part 66. Last week, we were looking at what I call the ghosts of liberalism present. And we were looking at two liberal leaders, and we were examining these individuals who both have a strong emphasis on the promotion of homosexual agenda within the professing church, the false liberal church, of course, the Anglican Episcopal Church in this case. But these two, as I say, one was Anglican, one was Episcopal. One's name was Gene Robinson, or is Gene Robinson. He's a homosexual bishop in the American Episcopalian Church, and Desmond Tutu, of course, who is a bishop in the Anglican Church. Now, I hope to have time towards the end of my talk today to speak of yet another Episcopalian who has a strong agenda promoting the homosexual agenda. But in the meantime, staying on track with Desmond Tutu and his daughter, and but again emphasizing this liberal agenda. Of course, there are many liberal heresies and motivations and false teachings and winds of doctrine, seducing spirits and doctrines of demons that are part of the whole liberalism, as we've examined over all these months. But Tutu, of course, as I pointed out last week, and his daughter, they were featured in a Science of Mind magazine, which is a New Thought magazine, a neo-Gnostic cult of the Divine Science church, or actually cult, I should say. They call themselves a church. Now, I left off commenting on the actors in the program Touched by an Angel, who have been influenced by the New Thought religion and religious science beliefs, and also you know, have promoted the homosexual lifestyle, particularly in an episode that I'm going to speak of today from a lady who I've quoted from before. I still do not know the exact pronunciation of her name, so I always spell her last name. Her name is Barrett. Last name is spelled K-J-O-S. And she addressed this particular episode some years back in the popular Touched by an Angel series. And the title of her article is Touched by an Angel, But Which Kind? And again, on this homosexual agenda of liberalism is kind of where I'm at most recently in my podcasts. And on pages 1 through 3, I want to quote from this article. She talks about an individual by the name of Tony, who shares his news. He is gay and he has AIDS. After a painful encounter with his father, Tony collapses, coughing outside in the snow. He is taken to a hospice managed by Tess. Of course, she is one of the angels. Near death, he hears a chorus singing, "Angels We Have Heard on High." "I'd like to see one of those angels," he tells Tess. "If you saw one of those angels, what would you say?" "I'd say, 'Tell God I'm sorry for turning out the way I did. I know I'm a disappointment.'" "No, you're not. In God's eyes, you are his beautiful child. I am an angel. I was sent by God to bring you a message. God loves you." Tony says, "That's not what I've heard." He says, "What you've heard were someone else's words of hate and confusion. But God is not the source of hate and confusion. God is the source and the completer of your faith. And that's what you need right now. Faith that God really knows who you are. No one's perfect, Anthony, but God." Barrett, in her article, says, "Notice that Tony came close to confessing his sin, a step that has brought countless repentant sinners into the loving presence of our forgiving Father. But Tess, played by veteran actress and singer Della Reese, stopped him with a seductive mix of truth and New Age sentiment. Her gospel sounds Christian, but it denies our need for the cross, the only way to lasting life and peace." Della Reese's words fit the church she founded in 1983 called Understanding Principles of Better Living. Its logo, a hot air balloon, symbolizes understanding the principles of positive thought. She explains, this is a spiritual metaphysical situation. What makes the balloon go? The fire. The spirit is the fire. She sees God not in the sky with a beard like Neptune sitting on a throne watching me, but as one spirit and he disperses himself in various bodies. There's a piece of God in you. That's how you can breathe. While Tess shares her faith with our gentle hero, the fledgling angel Monica, played by Irish-born Roma Downey, works on Jordan. This gentleman, this other guy, Tony's dad, I believe, works on Jordan. His unloving attitude towards his son makes him an effective villain, a persuasive public illustration of the hate our schools and media often link to fundamental or extremist Christianity. You know, a lot like people like you and I, listener. God wants you to accept your son for who he is, says Monica. He's gay, argues the father. He is your son. What is an angel from God doing on the side of a queer? Nothing that is made by God is queer. This is actually a quote from a little devotional from When Angels Speak that I have from this program. God loves all his creations. Neither of you is perfect for many reasons, but you don't have to be perfect to receive God's love. In fact, no one ever is. The father rushes to his son and assures him of his love. Once again, Tony hears heavenly music. Then he dies, but moments later he revives and stands with the angels looking strong and healthy. The heartbreaking story ends with joy and resurrection. Resurrection without Christ? This is what Barrett says. The happy ending feels good, and few dare challenge the dubious theology. Who wouldn't want to defend kind, sensitive Tony, who had been crushed by his father's rejection? Suggesting that God calls the homosexual lifestyle sin might seem judgmental, even criminal. But in the absence of sin, God's forgiveness becomes irrelevant. Who needs Christ and the cross when the angels tell us we are all good enough already? Like sin and the cross, the holy angels of the Bible, who brought people to their knees in fearful humility, clash with the new theology. Today's popularity contests are won by sweet feminine angels who radiate love and affirm our human nature. I felt the wonderful thing about angels is that they are non-judgmental, and they come through the source of love, said Martha Williamson, producer of the show. Unita Belk would agree. Writing for Angels Times magazine, she interviewed Della Reese. The readers of Angel Times are those who share a common bond, she explained, encouraging angelic behavior and helping our world to be a better place to live. Is there anything you would like to share with our readers? That all of us need to adapt the code. I am one with God. I am one with all men. I am one with all life, answered Della, exposing the universalistic faith that characterizes all proper models for the new global spirituality needed to unify the world. Until we get there, there will be Bosnia, there will be homelessness, blah, blah, blah. I'm going to close on that article, and I want to move on to comment that, of course, this woman, Martha Williamson, who, by the way, is not related to Marianne Williamson, who promotes channeling and is a heavy New Age leader, claimed that the stars on this program were all Christians on Touched by an Angel. I would say maybe sort of like Jane Fonda is a Christian, you know, as I talked about some time ago, what turned out to be actually that she was a neo-Gnostic heretic who also condemned fundamentalist Bible-believing Christians. But anyway, from an article that I got several years ago when I lived in Los Angeles in the Christian Examiner, this is a Christian magazine, October 2004, in this article, it says, suddenly, here was a show that depicted people of faith. They were good people, not hypocritical nutcases, as so often portrayed in the media. They were simply people seeking truth. In 1994, a primetime weekly drama debuted, declaring, reminding, and assuring viewers that God exists and that he loves us. The program starred Della Reese and Roma Downey as a team of angels dispatched from heaven to inspire people who were at a crossroads in their lives. While the series was not meant to be a proselytizing tool to convert viewers to Christianity, and that's for sure, at least true Christianity, it was an effective instrument for conveying the messages that humans are more than physical beings. It always drove home the edict that each person is important to the Heavenly Father. Williamson, a committed Christian, was afforded the weekly opportunity of presenting the viewing public with a spirituality-themed drama. Just as importantly, she and her dedicated crew were able to witness to the Hollywood community. Well, I've already mentioned a little bit about Della's spirituality, but we're going to look at that a little bit more. The article goes on. Remember, this is a so-called Christian article. This isn't, you know, the Science of Mind cult magazine. This was supposedly a Christian magazine in the LA area by an individual from the Baptist Press. It says, which leads to the question devotees of the inspiring show one answered. Were the stars Christians? You know, were the stars of the show? All three, Downey, you know, Reese, and John Dye, always proclaimed their faith and always acknowledged God as the source of their strength. Well, you know, a lot of people acknowledge God, but not the God of the Bible. A lot of people acknowledge God, but not the God that Jesus said you can only find through him, through Jesus Christ, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. John 14:6, I quote it every week, it seems, but it's so important to know. There is no other way to God, not through a TV program, not through any book or anything else that denies the biblical truth of Jesus being our go-between, our mediator between us, sinful human beings, and God. Now, in reality, Della Reese was actually touched by an angel in real life. A fallen one, apparently. I was watching some years ago a program called Celebrity Ghost Stories. And in it, Della prayed for help. She prayed to the Father. She said, please send help, because she had walked through a glass door and she was bleeding out. And she said her daughter had ran to go get a doctor, a neighbor, friend of theirs, and she was basically dying. And so she cried out to the Father, right? The Father. What happened was, she after she prayed, she said that she was helped by was lifted, you know, an arm and a hand pulled her into a chair, but there was nobody there. And then she smelled this cold cream vanilla extract smell that was so familiar to her that her mom used to have, because she was very close to her mom, and when she was close to her, she smelled this cold cream. She said, but her mom had died 10 years ago. And then she also heard her mom's voice saying, it's going to be okay, everything's going to be fine. Now, you talk about the ghost of liberalism past, right? You know, I don't want to make light of this, but this entity that claimed to be her mom, she claims saved her life, okay? That's the spirit behind Della Reese's belief in God. It's necromancy, being in touch with the other side, which is strictly forbidden in God's Word. Now, I'll go into that more, that story, of course, when I do my study, full-blown study on the New Thought movement. But I want to mention that, just, you know, alongside of that, when I lived in L.A., and I think I've talked about this before, I went to hear, I didn't go to hear her personally. I had heard that she was going to be speaking at the Founders Church of Religious Science, which is the cult that puts out the Science of Mind magazine Desmond Tutu was in, that I just mentioned last week. And she went to speak at a conference called Mind 2000, Affluence in the New Millennium. And I know I mentioned this recently, but I'll just say it again. Her topic was Reach for the Stars, Reverend Della Reese. And she disparaged, she had many disparaging comments about biblical Christianity. People like you and I, listener. Because, of course, she has been misled by an angel of light, literally an angel of light. Who better to play the role in Touched by an Angel, right? It's kind of ironic, and it's also kind of creepy, but anyway, a lot of people have been touched by that program, and but this is why discernment is so important, you know, because somebody says, oh, that program helped me. Well, maybe it did help you in some way, but ultimately it's not going to help you into heaven if you follow the Spirit's that were at work there, that Martha Williamson claimed to be Christians. They're not. by their own words, by their own testimony, by their own promotion of the gay lifestyle, of the New Age spirituality, etc. And anyway, so enough for Della for now. Let me move on. And then, of course, Roma Downey, the other angel in this series, she is actually a Roman Catholic and a New Ager, you know, which is interesting how that works sometimes, how those things can be syncretized. But in the Catholic Digest, February-March 2013, her and her husband, Mark Burnett, were interviewed for an upcoming role that she was going to play, where she was going to play the role of, actually the article is entitled Through Mary's Eyes. And from page 24, she talks about, you know, her upcoming role in the Bible miniseries, which some of you may remember. Rick Warren promoted this very biblically challenged Bible miniseries, as it was called. She was playing the role of the Virgin Mary. And it says, how did you prepare to play the role of the Blessed Mother? This is from this Catholic magazine. I could say in some ways I've been preparing for it my whole life. I did what I did for most of the angel revelation scenes on Touched by an Angel. I prayed, and my prayer was the Hail Mary. My father slept with a rosary under his pillow every night, and when he passed away, his rosary was given to me. I had the rosary on set with me, on the TV set, on Touched by an Angel. And I made sure it was always near me. I actually wore it around my neck, hidden inside my tunic. Whoa! How about that? So there's another bogus angel, or another bogus Christian, I should say. Anyway, like I always say, I think if a person is in the Catholic Church and they are truly saved, I would have to say they've been saved in spite of the Catholic Church, not because of it. And eventually they'll get out of there, because the Catholic Church gospel is not the biblical gospel. It's another false gospel. And of course you have all the Mary apparitions, etc. It reminds me of the Touched by the Angel shtick altogether, actually. But Roma Downey's marriage was officiated by Della Reese, who is the pastor, quote unquote, of the New Thought cult Understanding Principles of Better Living. Now, from an article which I have read from before, 30 contemporary Christian musical artists stand united with New Age sympathizer Roma Downey. Just a couple of points, and again, when I do my New Thought presentation, I will go into more detail and read more of these, more from the list here, but these were, you know, basically 10 important things to consider about Roma Downey's spirituality from this article. And again, I'm going to read, I think I read this the other week, or one other week as well, but number 6, New Age actress and ordained minister of a New Thought church, Della Reese plays a significant role in Downey's life. In addition to Reese teaming with Downey for 9 years in Touched by an Angel, Reese is Downey's daughter's godmother, and also officiated at the wedding of Downey and Mark Burnett. Downey has been on the Oprah show, number 7, to promote her and her husband's production, Son of God. Now, Oprah is the most influential New Ager today. I totally concur with that comment. I don't think anybody has done more for the cause of New Age occult spirituality than Oprah Winfrey. So that's Roma Downey. And really, my comment on that would be, it must be confusing to play the role of the Mother of God on the one hand and actually believe that you are one, you know, that you are a God, or at least part of the pantheistic God of the New Age belief system. as I mentioned, Roma has been on Oprah, and of course, Oprah, as you may recall, most recently has hosted several apostate preachers, pastors, wolves, if you will, on her program, and to try to bring in a new audience of apostate Christians, I suppose. but actually preceding Rob Bell and T.D. Jakes and Rick Warren and some of these other folks, she had a guy back in 2009 And let's see here. And anyway, she hosted another, back to this, you know, another pro-sodomite, liberal pastor slash wolf, I should say, back in 2009. And he is the senior, again, wolf, or pastor, if you like, of All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California. Now, I have spoken of my field trips, the many little field trips I've taken to spiritually toxic places in general, and so-called Christian liberal destinations specifically. And I've been to Ed Bacon's, what I call spiritual slaughterhouse, on many occasions. That's a pun intended there, Mr. Bacon's slaughterhouse. You know, I wanted to use that term because it was one of the early liberals, modernists, who fought with the fundamentalists, who referred to biblical Christianity as slaughterhouse religion, because it required the atonement of our Lord Jesus Christ for our sins, and that offended that liberal. So I like to turn it around a little bit and refer to Mr. Ed Bacon's spiritual slaughterhouse, and you know, the fact that I've been there on many occasions, I've seen you know, what goes on there, and I you know, I hadn't planned on going too much into that today, but I might if I have time. I will either today or next week. But anyway, Ed Bacon, who's in charge of this so-called church and was Oprah's guest, and by the way, I call it also a spiritual slaughterhouse because you will be spiritually butchered if you become a part of it. You will not maintain your faith if you become a part of this liberalism, demonic, fake church. Now, as I mentioned in previous podcasts, at this All Saints Church, they had their own labyrinth that you could walk through, which of course is what liberals are doing now. That's the rage these days, I suppose. They're still doing that a lot, since they can't believe that the Word of God is completely all truly the Word of God. You know, they only like the red letters of Jesus or certain other parts that fit their narrative, but they can't accept the full inspiration and inerrancy of Scripture. So, you know, they need to hear from God somehow, so they get involved with contemplative spirituality, contemplative prayer, and labyrinth walking, where they can empty their mind and actually hear, in some cases, something that they perceive to be God. And also this church, and I almost stuttered when I said the word, was a regular stop when I lived out in the LA area for local media to get their liberal sound bites. According to Ed Bacon on Oprah's show, of which I have an article here, it's entitled Gay is a Gift from God. So according to this guy, Ed Bacon, he says, or the article, this was actually posted by Drew Zahn in WorldNet Daily in June of 2009. And the article says, Oprah tackles new issue. Again, this is 2009. Gay is a gift from God. Pastor claims Almighty made all people, saying you are good, no exceptions. Isn't that sound a little bit like the Touched by an Angel episode that I was just quoting from? On the third day of her televised Best Life week-long series, even Oprah Winfrey was stunned to hear one of her pastor panelists, Reverend Ed Bacon, declare, being gay is a gift from God. With wide eyes, Winfrey responded, well, you are the first minister I've ever heard say being gay is a gift from God, I can tell you that. And I would say, I would add to that, probably not the last with some of the people she's had on since. But anyway, the comment was made earlier this month on the Your Spiritual Journey segment of Winfrey's Best Life Week by Reverend Bacon of the All Saints Episcopal Church in Pasadena, California, a church described by Pasadena Weekly as one of the most socially progressive religious institutions in America. The comment was so controversial that Winfrey invited Bacon back 4 days later via video link to explain himself. Tell us, what did you mean by that comment? Winfrey asked. I meant exactly what I said, Bacon responded with a wide smile. It is so important for every human being to understand that he or she is a gift from God, and particularly people who are marginalized and victimized in our culture. Gay and lesbian people are clearly outcasts in many areas of our life, and it is so important for them to understand that when God made them, God said, "You are good." Well, guess what? God said none of us are good. Read the book of Romans, Mr. Bacon. And might I add that, of course, it sounds like I'm picking on the Anglican Episcopalian sector of the church, or the fake church, or the apostate church. But as you know, I'm an equal offender of all fake liberal churches. And if you followed my series, I've talked about a lot of other denominations that are full-blown liberal. And also, of course, this is part of their agenda and their narrative. But this is exactly not true. God did not say we are good. God said we are the opposite of good. That's why we need a Savior. That's why we need Jesus Christ. And next week, I'm going to give a detailed account of this place that I've been to on several occasions. I picked up a lot of their literature. And you know, I would say you've seen one liberal church, you've seen them all, and that there's some truth to that, and I've told you about some of my other experiences. But I'd like to take a little time of just letting you see and letting you know some of the information, some of the literature I've picked up, because, as I say, the Pasadena Weekly free paper, which I read on a regular basis out there, it's a secular paper, it referred to this place as one of the most socially progressive religious institutions in America. Which, of course, to them is a good thing, as well as to Mr. Bacon. But, of course, socially progressive, as I've said in the past, progressive, that's just another buzzword or another adjective or whatever, just another descriptive word for liberal, hardcore liberal. So we're going to continue next week to look at the ghosts of liberalism present and examine a little bit more in detail this particular evil church in Pasadena, and hopefully, you know, you can reach some of your friends who don't realize they're being deceived by the language of programs like Touched by an Angel. I don't know if they're still doing reruns of that or not, but liberal theology will probably, well, I have no doubt that it'll be with us till the end, literally, as it will be play a big part in the coming Harlot Church, Mystery Babylon, the Great Harlot.